Whether you're a wife, a mom, a single, a grandparent, an aunt, a sister, or student, whether you like tea or coffee, soda or water, sushi or steak, we are all women desiring to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. Join us for each episode as we dive deeper into the word of the month and how we can apply and live it out in our lives. I'm your host, Bonnie Nichols, the Women's Ministry Specialist for Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm excited you're listening. All right, you guys, our word for the month is service. Service, service, service. I don't know how many of you guys watch TV. I'm not a huge TV watcher. And I feel like in our current day and age, we don't really have to watch commercials anymore. I remember growing up, that was the only way to watch TV was you had commercials in it. And now with all the different streaming services and all of that, you can like bypass commercials pretty easily, which is a really cool thing. But one thing that I'm kind of a goofball about is when I see the new medicine commercials, because they give you like give you this big happy commercial about this new medication that they're promoting on the commercial, right? But then at the very end, somebody starts talking in like super hyper chipmunk speed, and they list off all these side effects that can happen from the medication. And if you listen carefully, we have when our kids were learning how to read, we turned subtitles on the TV. And you guys, I don't know why we've never turned them back off. And so we always have subtitles on our TV. And it is really interesting because you can read now, because you can't always hear what the commercial is saying, right? They say it so stinking fast. You can't hear all these side effects that happen from these medications that they're promoting. But when you can read it in subtitles, it is actually like scary slash funny slash whoa, what in the world? I mean, they talk about the craziest side effects that come when you take these medications. And I was thinking about the word service, and we feel like service is an action of giving, right? We think of the word service as a pouring out. And I was thinking about it the other day going, well, we get a side effect from service. The same way that you take this medication and could potentially end up, you know, with like growing a third eyeball and an extra limb and all these extra things that happen to you when you try some of these medications, I was thinking about the word service and realized like, wow, we get a side effect when we serve. And we probably think about the side effect being something negative. Usually, right? I'm going to be overcommitted. I'm going to be overtired. It's going to cause me stress. It's going to take my free time, right? These are all things that we think of as side effects to the word service when we step out to serve. And so when we view service this way, and then we see this as the side effect, it makes us hold back. It makes us not want to dive in. It makes us not want to commit, because who wants those things? Who wants more stress? Who wants no more free time? Who wants, being overcommitted? Like, these are all things we're supposed to stay away from. And yet, this is what we think will happen when we serve. But I'd really like to challenge us. I'd like to challenge us and our thinking, because I think the side effects that we get when we serve are actually the exact opposite. Now, one thing that I think is important to note is that when we serve, when we're serving in the right area, okay, sometimes we just say yes to service and we don't really take the time to ask if God, A, wants us to serve in that area. We don't ask if we're skilled in that area. We don't bother to really think through the commitment. Okay, so when we dive into service in that way, then yeah, we are going to have some issues because we didn't do the proper process of service. When we go to serve others, we always need to be seeking Jesus first. Lord, is this what you want? Is this what you're calling me to do? Is this what you've put on my heart to do? Is this how you want me to love others? And so when we step out into service in the right perspective, in the right heart, with the right intention, and in the area that God is calling us to, you guys, I'm going to challenge us to believe that the side effects are far better than you could hope or imagine. Okay, here's a list of some of them. Peace. Service can bring peace. Service can bring joy. To see the blessing that somebody else is receiving brings you such joy. Fulfillment. When you are fulfilling what God is calling you to do, when you're serving in that way in the gift that He's given you, you experience fulfillment. Serving increases your faith, right? There's going to be times where service is not always going to be easy. We will want to do it, but it's not always going to be easy. There's going to be times where it stretches us. And so it increases our faith. It increases our trust. We are stepping out to do something. And usually we're stepping out into something new. Maybe we're serving in a way we haven't served before. Maybe we're stepping into some new relationships. So it requires an amount of trust. And love. When we step out to serve, we grow in love. You guys, those are amazing side effects to service. And so I really want us to stop and just take a minute and shift that perspective in our minds and in our hearts of service and the side effects that we can get from it. Now, there's reasons why we don't serve. I think one of the biggest reasons that we do not serve is, well, I actually think there's a few, but I think some of the reasons we don't serve are, A, we want to stay comfortable. It's easy to stay comfortable. We don't risk anything when we stay comfortable. So we don't step out to serve because we want to stay comfortable. Okay, but do you know the side effect of being comfortable? The side effect of being comfortable is you don't get to experience growth. It hinders you from being able to grow deeper and deeper and deeper in your relationship with Jesus. It hinders you from being able to deepen some of these relationships that God has waiting for you. So when we are staying comfortable, the side effect of that is hindrance. Okay? Another reason we don't serve is we don't want to get hurt. Sometimes serving can get a little bit messy. We've all probably experienced it on some level. But when we don't put that risk out there, when we don't want to risk getting hurt, then again, we hinder ourselves. We hinder the experience that God has sitting there waiting for us. And I would venture to say that the risk that you're going to take will be worth it. God will use whatever happens, He will use it. He says in His word, He uses all things for good. So it may not feel good in that moment. Maybe you will experience some kind of hurt. And that is okay. It's okay because God is going to use it for good. Another reason we don't do it is because we're just selfish. Like, we just are. You guys, we tend to be selfish people by nature. We don't want to be. We don't mean to be. But we have a tendency to default to that. And I think COVID has kind of lulled us into this a little bit over the last few years. It has lulled us into this new way of life that really kind of pulled us all out of what we were doing. And we found that pulling out and maybe not having all these demands, not having all these expectations was kind of nice. And I understand that. However, I think what we're supposed to learn from that is that maybe we were doing some things we shouldn't have been doing. You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, right? You evaluate. And so as the world has slowly opened back up in our house, what we've done is we've slowly evaluated as opportunities began to open back up again. We evaluated each of them. We didn't just say, we're changing life and staying at doing nothing. We said, okay, as these opportunities come up, where do these align with us? Do these work? Do we find the blessing and the joy in them? Or was this something we had committed to and now we're in a different season, a different part of life? Your commitments are going to change over time. Where and how you serve is going to change with the seasons that you're in. So it's okay for you to have a commitment and for that commitment to end at some point in time. Okay? You don't have to serve in one area and serve there for the rest of your life. So what I encourage you to do, though, is as these things come up, to really evaluate them. What is the fruit from them? That is something we say in our house a lot. What is the fruit? Are you seeing any fruit? If you're seeing fruit from it, then continue. If it's something you're not seeing fruit in, then it's probably something that you need to change or let go of. But the point is that you guys, when we serve, the side effects of service are beautiful and amazing and wonderful. And I think our perspective over time has not been that. I think we've had different glasses on and we have viewed service through a lens of like negative side effects that happen to us. And my encouragement today, my challenge to you today is to put on a different pair of glasses and realize that service really does bring beauty and joy and love and increased faith and peace and fulfillment and all these things. And so then when we are presented with an opportunity to serve, we are excited about that. Now, again, you're not going to say yes to every single opportunity. We can't. We're human. We have limits. So we can't say yes to every single opportunity. But when an opportunity comes, it should be viewed through the lens of, this is an amazing opportunity. Is this what God is calling me to do? Versus, oh my gosh, one more thing that I've got to think through and figure out how to add to my calendar. Like, we don't want to be those people. We don't want to be that. When I look at the disciples in the Bible and I look at all the things that they had to do and the ways that they had to serve and the missions that they went on with Jesus and the missions they even went on in their own and the things that they had to endure, I don't see them rolling their eyeballs and being like, ugh, I cannot believe I have to serve Jesus this way. You hear in these letters to the church, oh, you know, I'm writing to you out of love. I'm writing to you with great excitement. I'm writing to you with such passion for Jesus. And I want to make sure that in my own life, when opportunity arises, that that's how I'm responding to opportunity. I'm looking at it and going, wow, Lord, thank you for bringing this across my path. Show me if it's what you want me to do. Show me if this is something you want to use as a blessing in my life. And if it is, I'm all in. And if it's not, then show me how to graciously decline. So you guys, can I encourage us with that this month? Can I encourage us as we look at opportunities to serve, that we look at it through that lens? I think if we can, we would find so much joy waiting for us. All right, you guys, blessings as you love and serve with great purpose. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Our prayer is that you would be encouraged and equipped to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. If this podcast encouraged you, we would love for you to share it. We'd also love to have you follow along with our other women's ministry information on social media. You can find us on Facebook and the gram at EFCC Women's Ministry. Go give us a follow. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose.